This is URN Sport.
I am from Thai Boxing. I'm the treasurer. My name's Daisy, and yeah, I've been doing it for 2 years now. Started in my first year.
Thai boxing is an extremely popular sport in Southeast Asia. Does having links in the region with the Malaysia campus and the China campus help the University of Nottingham team?
We definitely find that we have a lot of students who've come over from there, either doing their year abroad or who are from there originally, who definitely want to take part in the sport. Like, it's definitely international.
How has the season gone so far?
We've had two interclubs so far. We've had one at Trent campus already at the beginning of the year, and then one in Warwick, so that was really fun.
What are the strengths that you've shown throughout the season?
I guess our strength this year has been, I guess, getting fitter. Like, we've always been quite good as far as technical goes. We've got a new coach this time, so we ditched our old one, Master Lek, and now we've got a new one.
What are you looking to improve on the final weeks running up to varsity?
It's mainly just focusing on fitness. Yeah, because technique, you can only improve it up to a certain point. Like, you can't improve it too much in just a few weeks. So as long as you've got that and you've been sparring at a certain level, it's just mainly that fitness to improve it up to that last level.
Have you been keeping an eye on Trent's progress throughout the year?
We watched them at Warwick, and they weren't as impressive as they've been in the past. So we're pretty sure that we can take them this time.
What's different about varsity to a regular season game? Is there more of an edge to varsity with it being a derby?
Yeah, definitely. I think varsity, there's always that, especially because it's fighting. Like, you're actually getting your fists out and taking it out on each other. So when it comes to, like, you and Trent, there's just so much pressure on it, and I think everyone goes a bit harder than you usually would at a normal interclub. Also, there's a difference, so we have interclub rules which are slightly lighter, and the ref will stop it if it gets too hard. You're not supposed to be trying to knock each other out, whereas when we do varsity, we do decision matches, and then you can knock each other out.
Okay. How important is the crowd going to be on Super Wednesday?
So important. Oh my god, last year was amazing. Like, it was such an atmosphere. It was full. We were in Forum last year, and yeah, just there were rows and rows of people, and it makes such a difference when you have people shouting. When you're in the ring, you don't really notice it, but definitely for encouraging people before they get up. You don't want to be doing it in front of like two people, you know?
Yeah. Has the David Ross Sports Village given you an extra advantage over Trent with the new improved facilities?
Yeah, well, we've had the new dojo, which has been amazing, because last year we were having to get mats out and put them back away before and after every session, which takes up about 20 minutes of your time. So we've had those extra 20 minutes to dedicate just to training, and we've had the facilities to go and do extra sessions, so we run about 4 sessions a week now.
Okay. And can I get a prediction for the Thai boxing?
I'm guessing this year we're probably going to win. Like, they've had a new coach, they lost their one last year, and I don't think this one's been as good.
Okay.
To them. He's been trying to introduce, like, different techniques, which we didn't see the advantage of in their last fight, whereas our training has been extra intense, and our coach, Aram, has been much better this year than our last one, so I think we're definitely going to win.
And final question, I'd just like to get your thoughts on how you feel about varsity being split up into two parts, with Easter sandwich in between.
We're not that keen on it. Like, we understand why it had to happen, but for us, it was either way too early in the year and we didn't have enough time to train because it was just kind of sprung on us, or it's just before exams. And it's all right if it's a sport that you're kind of used to and if it's a team sport, but when it's one-on-one and it's just you and another person in the ring, like, you need that training leading up to it, and when it's right before exams, we just don't have the time for it.